Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
If I'm not perked up, that song perks me up. I love the words to that song by Jason Champion. But that perks me up. Good morning. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thank you for joining us early on a Sunday morning. This is Detroit's Sunday morning news and information program and inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. We got a new sponsor coming on board. We'll probably have everything all set up by next Sunday, and I'm so excited about this, a realtor, and you are very familiar with her. So I'll be talking about that next Sunday. The Sunday morning team is here. All right, let's go down the list. Political analyst, home care advocate, community organizer, Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing missionary Harry Humphrey. Good morning to the Sunday morning team, and good morning to all of our listeners in Detroit.
From the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, musician, preacher, Chaplain Stephen Caffey. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Well, you sure give it all, don't you? You give it in your introduction.
This is a great season. That's all I can say. I'm just telling you the truth.
That's why. Bless your heart, man. God bless you to you. God bless you to the amazing Sunday morning team. God bless you to the missionary, Hattie Humphrey. I have to call her this week, too. Amen. And God bless you to Detroit today.
Yes, and I'm glad that you guys do mention her name, because you don't even know. Sometimes I might have just had a conversation with her like I did yesterday. We were planning on going out today too, but she was going in one direction and I was going to another. But you know, Missionary Humphrey, she's been on the radio, she's been on TV. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. She is the reason why I'm on the radio now. You know, she asked me to, a long time ago, 20-something years ago, after one of her banquets. I think the first banquet that she invited me to. I'd never been to her banquets before, and she invited me to recite some poetry at her banquet. And after the banquet, she said, come on the radio Sunday. I did. And while I was leaving, she said, I'll see you next Sunday. I said, what do you mean? She said, no, I didn't just want you to be on this today. I want you on my co-host every Sunday. And that's how I started with her 20-something years ago. So that's how it all started. And I thought she just wanted me to come on, you know, one and done. But that was...
Amen.
And the joke was on me, because I Chaplain, you know, I wasn't even trying to be with no missionary or on no praise network. I was just trying to do the little banker thing so I could stay away from, you know, I grew up in the church and I was like, okay, let me take a break from all this and look at me now.
Yeah, y'all made it true. I mean, when God says, well, what is for you, it's for you. And the Bible says, many are called, but a few are chosen. You were chosen. You were chosen.
Yes, I sure was. So this morning, you know, Mrs. Vantool asked me about, you know, are you going to get up and you're going to go to the studio this morning? And I said, yeah, because once I get up and out, that's it. It's a wrap. I'm up and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because if I do the show from home, it's just going to be a struggle getting out if I have to go somewhere right after the show. So my best bet is to get up on a Sunday morning and get out. Isn't that right? Prophetess, minister, teacher, evangelist, Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to our listening audience. And yes, that's right. You have to get up and get out. Just start the day.
Yep.
Try not to snooze. You may have to snooze one
time,
but once you're up, just keep pushing so you can get it done.
That snooze button can get you in trouble.
Because sometimes your sleep could be so good. One time I was sleeping so good, I just took my pillow to work. I just said, forget it. I just had to take some part of my bed with me, but I had to get out.
Yes, and that's why I have to get up and out, because, you know, the enemy, all he does is work on you and send you messages to deter you from doing anything. And it's amazing how many different reasons you can come up with just to stay home on a Sunday morning. It's amazing. I never even knew. If you want to find out what you can do on a Sunday morning on your way to church, just sit down for 5 minutes before you walk out the door. And you're going to think of all sorts of things. Well, I can sleep. I can do some barbecue. I can cook breakfast. I can go outside and sit down. All sorts of things. I could watch that movie.
I could go downtown to the Grand Prix. That's fine. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Some people ain't going to church now. They ain't going to church now. It's over.
You just called some people out now. See how preachers get in trouble? Saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, down there.
Telling the truth.
If they ain't at church, they right down there. That's where they at.
Yes.
We have to go right now and then put them on camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward this morning. That's why I'm up now. I'm looking forward to worshiping over at Greater Pentecostal. So I'll be headed straight over there. Who's preaching the word this morning, evangelist?
The Holy Ghost is.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay.
Hey, great comeback. Great comeback.
I forgot. When I ask a question to Evangelist Christy, I better have it together. Okay. She already out the gate, and I didn't even have my breakfast this morning. That's the problem. I gotta be careful. But I'm looking forward to worshiping this morning at Greater Pentecostal, and congratulations to Bishop Laster also this afternoon. Matter of fact, let me just turn it over to the lady herself. What's going on today at Greater Pentecostal?
Well, today is a very special day, Sunday, June 4th. It is Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr.'s birthday. My dad turned 77 today, and we're just so happy to have him here with us to be able to celebrate him. So we're going to have a private dinner after service, just a small gathering, you know, his children and a couple of special loved ones, just to let him know that we really appreciate him, and we're just so thankful for his life.
Yes, and of course, you know, Bishop Laster has supported the program many times over the years. A very, very, very good friend, one of those select group of friends for missionary Hattie Humphrey, and one of her favorite places to go is Greater Pentecostal. So, and we've got the minister herself on the Sunday morning team. Thank you so much, Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the team.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm winding down with less than 2 weeks to go before the end of my campaign for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I'm excited about the money that we've raised and the money that we will raise between now and June 15th. And we are having our big black tie affair in at Andiamo on June 15th. My team, let me tell you, I just want to thank my team. There's about, there's somewhere around 15 with about 10 active members on the team. And Evangelist Christy Laster is one of the team members. I'm just going to say that right now. The team has been really helping me. Of course, my assistant, Shantae, Mara, Nikki Novak, Nurse Nikki, she's been really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Nurse Nikki is helping with the Commissioner McCormick's health fair coming up on Thursday, June 8th, at the Redford Library. I'm so excited about it because, and it's a good segue into the Commissioner's health fair. This health fair is next Thursday, the 8th, at the Redford Library. Let me tell you the vendors that are coming out for the pre-Father's Day Health Screening and Resource Fair at the Redford Library on 6 Mile Road between Beach Daily and Telegraph. I'm going to go down the list here. The Children's Center. And a lot of these places, I've been there, met with them. I know maybe the organizer, the director, or whatever, and part of the teams, but I want to thank these group of organizations, the Children's Center, the Wayne County Veterans Division, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan, Health Choice Michigan, Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network, Wayne Dental, Citizens Bank, and my banker, Simone Eaton, the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Wayne Metropolitan Community Organization, Detroit Community Health Connection, which that's the team that Nurse Nikki is bringing next Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30. So if you're available, stop by. I spoke with the Redford Library. They said they're expecting 400 to 500 people at the health fair on Thursday. So I'm really excited about it. Commissioner, she just got back from the Mackinac Policy Conference, and we've got events lined up. We had events yesterday, the DIA art on the streets, right there in Greenfield, around 8 Mile. There are about three organizations, including the Mathis Center, Commissioner McCormick's headquarters, and a couple other places that have reproductions of DIA art. It's so nice. I'm like, this should have been done a long time ago, to bring art into the community. You don't have to bring the actual, paintings. Just bring the reproductions and bring them to a community center, a church, an organization, even out on the street for people to just walk around and look at different art, bring some culture and bring some art to the community. So I think that was a great idea, and I hope they do more of that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got news and weather. Bishop Chaplain, I think Kimberly Batchelor Davis put you in charge of weather today, from what I heard. I mean, she is
She did?
Yes, she did. She owns the weather now, and now she even gets her backup. I heard her. And, if she comes back and finds out that you didn't do the weather, all I could do is pray for you.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I'm finna do it now. I'm finna put that together right now.
Yeah, because
while we all do it.
She did say it. She did say it. So let's take a break. When we come back, got news and weather. And the Sunday morning team right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of the Real Team.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going
to
be all
right. Grand Prix, the Detroit Grand Prix on the riverfront. Welcome to Detroit. This is Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast and Inspirational Community Affairs Program. And I know there are so many people in town for this Grand Prix today. They said the parking lots had already been full downtown from as of yesterday. The big race is today at 3 o'clock. But this is a and let me tell you, it is – they really fixed it up downtown with the track, and it's just amazing what they can do. And it, I mean, they pushed this thing right on the edge of the river. I mean, you driving downtown, you have to literally get down to Jefferson before you see anything or hear the cars or see the cars. Matter of fact, you can't even see the cars. They got all the fencing up. I guess the best day would have been the free day, which was Friday. In the news this morning, Tony Peralta told authorities his secret had been eating at him for more than a decade. He had been considered a suspect in what was believed to be the murder of his landlord, William Bill Blodgett, after his sudden disappearance in December 2008 in Roswell, New Mexico. But the guy, Blodgett, was never found. No one was arrested, and the case went cold. That all changed last month in May when 37-year-old Peralta borrowed a phone, called police, and made a blunt confession to a crime he says he committed nearly 15 years ago, according to an arrest affidavit. Peralta called the Roswell Police Department on May 1st in an emotional scene captured on police body camera. He repeatedly confessed to Blodgett's killing, even telling authorities the weapon he used and where the victim's body was buried. I guess he just could not, you know, sometimes God convicts you. And there's a lot of people that are living like that, torturing themselves every day for something that they did. And, you know, you think God doesn't deal with people? You know, let me keep doing the news before I slip into something else here. Starting June 1st, DTE and Consumers Energy will have a summer rate increase. Okay, well, it's June 4th, so I guess it's already started.
Mm-hmm.
For DTE customers, higher rates are in effect now between 3 and 7 p.m. 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Excuse me. I'm still fighting this allergy stuff. Monday through Friday, June through September, consumers is going up too. They say it's supposed to help with, the usage and all that kind of stuff. As I said, the Detroit Grand Prix, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, is this weekend, and it brings in so many people and so much money to Detroit. For over 30 years, I didn't even realize, for over 30 years, the racing event has been held on Belle Isle, and now it's back on the streets of downtown Detroit. They say it makes it more exciting. The cars will be going faster. They switched up the track a little bit, so now the cars, those cars are going to be able to go up to 200 miles an hour on the Detroit riverfront. And as I said, parking demand is high downtown right now. So if you're going, and if you're going, go before 3 o'clock, before the race, because the last race, the big race, is today at 3. Unfortunately, three women who claimed Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually abused them, including one upset that she never got her day in court, will be allowed to testify at a federal civil trial next week to support a woman's claim that the actor raped her in 2013. It's just so unfortunate that, the very promising and popular actor now is dealing with rape allegations. Judge Paul Crotty said the allegations by the women were relevant for a jury deciding if the Oscar-winning, he was in Jerry Maguire, if the Oscar winner star raped a woman at a Manhattan hotel room after they met at a bar. He also ruled in a separate order that the plaintiff, identified only as Jane Doe in the lawsuit, is seeking $6 million in damages. This is very likely, almost like will ruin his career. Wow.
You now, what actor is this?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, wow.
Starred in Jerry Maguire. It's just so unfortunate that now, his career, because I haven't seen him in anything lately, and I'm sure.
Not at all.
Yeah, a lot of people. If he's convicted, of course, that could ruin his career. I mean, look at, the singers, others that have gone down this road.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Weather. Chaplain Kathy.
All right. I wish I could say I got a feel good story for you right now.
Well, you might have to, she's not here today, so you might have to fill us in with the feel good story too. Now,
I know I'm a back sister for all day today. I got her. But I tell you, this is Michael Van Til, Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Stephens filling in for our sister that is not available today to do the weather. So it's on me. All righty there. Well, right now we're looking at a nice temperature of 64 degrees. They say by 10 it's going to go up to 66, and by 11. But I tell you, if you're trying to get out to the Grand Prix today and enjoy yourself, that'll be a good thing for you to do, because by 3 p.m. the temperature should be set at 77 degrees. Monday, we're looking at an 83 and a low of 62. I wish I had some help on here. On Tuesday, we're looking at 81 and a low of a 54. On Wednesday, we're looking at 77 and a low of and a high or mid 54. On Thursday, we're looking at 76 and a 53. On Friday, we're looking at 79 degrees and a low of 60. Saturday, 83 of them, 83 degrees below 60. And next Sunday, 75 on a 54. I wish I had some help over here. This has been the weather the weather fitting guy, brought to you by the Michael Van Tour Long Talk Radio Show. God bless you.
Very informative. Oh my goodness, that's getting better and better, Chaplain. I mean, your mentor has really helped you.
She has taught me well. Yes, I have learned from her well.
Yes. I didn't hear anything about rain either.
There's no rain in the forecast.
Yeah, this might be, I think, now our third week without rain. This is interesting. We just went, and I think that's why me and so many other people are suffering right now with this allergy and congestion and stuff, because not only did, like, my landscaper was over the other day, and he just cut up stuff, branches, raked, cut the grass, pulled some weeds off the fences, and all that pollen and all that stuff all in the air flying around. And then it went from winter straight to summer. This is almost August weather right here. You know, August 83 coming up. We've hit 80s. All this stuff. We didn't even go through spring. We went straight to summer. Straight to summer, yeah. All right. Okay, let's hear from the Sunday morning team. Let's start with Evangelist Christy Lasker this time. The floor is yours, Evangelist.
Okay, sure. So I wanted to make mention, you already talked about the Grand Prix being here in Detroit, you know, and the fact, you know, you were saying how it's in the streets of Detroit. So yesterday was just a scorching hot day. And I don't say this to complain. I really thank God for the beautiful weather. But let me tell you this. So with the Grand Prix, it's the first time that they've had two pit lanes. Normally there's one pit lane, but they have a double-sided pit lane, you know, when the cars come in and have to switch out the tires and all of that, how they do that so fast. So that's pretty cool to see. And then there are places along Jefferson, I don't know exactly where, but there are places where people can still watch for free, although it's a cost to get into the grandstands and specific areas. There are viewing platforms that people can still go to, and they don't have to pay that ticket price. And lastly, I want to say about the Grand Prix, drink your water. Please drink your water. Stay hydrated. Today won't be as bad as yesterday in terms of the high temperatures, but yesterday there was an incident where a man, he had a dizzy spell from heat exhaustion, and he fell over, unfortunately, and he damaged his nose. It was bleeding pretty bad. So we had to call paramedics and all of that to come over and get him all set. So anytime you're out in the heat, please take your bottled water, whether it's your recycled bottle from home or buying a bottle of water while you're out. Just please, please, please stay hydrated, take your vitamins, and use sunscreen. I know you're melanated and your skin is absolutely amazing, but it's okay to use sunscreen, especially on those sensitive areas like your nose, your forehead, your shoulders when you have them out. All right, my word for today. Just my random thought for today. I've been talking about lately, I had to teach Bible class the other week, and I've been talking about Gideon, and I think the story of Gideon is just so interesting. Many of you already know the story about him having an army of going from 32,000 all the way down to 300 men, and you know he didn't feel adequate. He didn't feel like he had the goods or he had what it took to lead an army to victory. He talked about his financial status was a concern for him. His family was poor. He talked about his status in the family, that he was the least of them all. So it really spoke about how he felt about himself. But once he walked in obedience, you know, he had the moments where he wanted God, can you show me one more time? Can you, you know, do the fleece? Can you show me that you're with me? I need to know for certain that you're with me. When you adhere to the voice of God and be obedient to God, he will be with you. And one of the things that the angel of the Lord said to Gideon was he called him a mighty man of valor. He called him what God said about him. So I know you have feelings about yourself, and sometimes you have feelings about others. But let's look at what God says concerning us. Let's walk in obedience. And you'll get to the point of the battle where you won't even have to pull out your weapon. I know some of y'all walk around with a switchblade. you stay packed because of gun violence in the world. But the things that you are facing doesn't require these carnal weapons. In their right hand, they had a trumpet. In their left hand, they had a lamp. So their praise, their obedience, and having the word that says light in your life will cause you to win every single battle. So those are my random thoughts for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. Inspiring words and words that will help you get up. You know, because we got so much stuff coming at us each day, you got to be prepared for battle. I mean, you got to be ready to fight. You know, sometimes you got to go in fighting mode because the news is coming at you so much. You got to get up and be ready to fight against things that are coming at you. I don't think Jesus, he didn't just accept everything. He did. He fought back. He challenged, you know, and you know how some people always say, well, I figured that was going to happen. You know, if it's the Lord's will, you know, no, it ain't. It ain't the Lord's will. You don't even know what the Lord's will is. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
If you don't ask, that's right. That's right.
What'd you say? You better ask somebody? Yep.
You better ask God what his will is, so you'll know.
That's right. You know, but sometimes when it looks like you have a big decision coming up, like sometimes it's not just window number one or two, number two. Sometimes it's three things that come up you got to think about. Sometimes you got to sit there before you make a decision and get yourself into something. Stop and ask God, pray about it. And it's amazing how...
You know, Michael Van.
It may not happen instantly, but you're gonna start. He's gonna start revealing things to you. You know, Henrietta?
No, that was Christy.
Oh, Christy.
I was gonna say, remember when we were kids and we were taught before we crossed the street, you know, before you make that decision to cross the street, they give you three words: stop, look, and listen. So we need to stop with our own thoughts because they're not always positive. You need to look to the hills from which comes your help and listen for the answer to what decision you should make, because when we're at those crossroads or, you know, facing life-altering decisions, whether it's in business or just personal or whatever it may be, God will give us the strategy. It'll come to your mind. You'll have a vision. You'll have a dream. He'll send someone to give you the right words that you need. But just stop, look, and listen, and he'll give you what you need so that you can make the right decision that'll bless your family, that'll bless others. Stop, look, and listen.
That's right, because there are some things that, and sometimes, you know, we're not even, some people just, when they pray, I'm telling you, like, I'm just keeping it real. Some people, when they pray, they always ask God for something. You know, when I was younger, I caught myself doing that. And one day I was like, wait a minute, I wonder how that, does that sound to God when I'm sitting up here asking for this, for that, for that. And I said, you know what, let me start changing up a little bit. And I started praying about, you know, helping God help provide food for those who are hungry, provide shelter for those who don't have a place to stay, you know, And I had to switch it up and stop asking God for stuff. Because it's like, that's not a relationship with God. All you do when you need something, that's the only time you talk to him. You can't thank God for something. You know, you can't pray for somebody else. It's always got to be about you. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop because Evangelist Christy gonna make me preach this morning. If I, she gonna be like, well, you preaching on the radio. Why don't you do it now? You know, and I'll be like, okay, let me go sit down. You know, and then here I am slipping into, you know, this preacher mode. And guess who gets on the line? I'm not even gonna get out of this one. Bishop Randall Smith happens to be on the line. I'm slipping into this preaching mode here. Let me get out of this. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. How are you this fine day?
Good morning. How are you all?
We are good just morning. Fine, sir. Thank you good for, morning. You know, give us a word today, Bishop.
Well, let me say one thing. I'm riding with my big brother, the pastor of Whole of Life Ministries Church of God in Christ, the great Cato Howard Jr. Now, more so in the time, first of all, Sunday morning team, I love you all. I've been praying for you all this week, and especially the great Mike Vantool, that God would cover him. Now, this week going in, y'all, we better focus on the Lord. We better really get it together because stuff is happening. Now, I just got a call that a young lady was in the back of Uber. Now, how you going to shoot her 10 times? Really? If that ain't the devil, I don't know what is.
Yes, we heard about that.
And never before. And we're praying for all Uber drivers that God will cover them. So I'm looking for nothing but greater in the next few years. Like the mentor told me, he said, God is preparing you for your best next year. So everyone on this prayer line, let's get it together. Let's get a tighter prayer life. And listen, let's love on each other. Let's forgive one another. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Smith, thank you so much.
Amen.
I'm going to try to be like you. You surround yourself with good people, good friends, you know, other men of God. You know, when I grow up, I'm going to try to be like you, Dr. Smith.
I'm not going to argue with you, man, dude. Not at all.
Well, let me, you know, we got about 20 minutes left on this program. I don't know how, you know, well, you know, I know how because Evangelist Christie, you know, she started it off with valor and fighting against, you know, the enemy. And that just got us in fighting mode this morning. So,
Go to war.
Yes. Chaplain, you said this morning, was I enthusiastic? I am now.
Yes, I hear you. I hear it all right.
Right. It ain't like I said earlier. It's not always the Lord's will when things happen, go wrong. No. Sometimes he wanna see how much fight you got in you. Don't just accept everything. When you get sick or something, don't just accept it. Well, I knew I was gonna get sick, so I'm gonna stay home and be sick. You better fight. You know? I knew it was right.
I can't wait. I got my hand up. I can't wait till it's my turn.
I knew they was gonna write me up. I'd probably get fired. No, fight back. Let me stop and we got too many preachers on here. Let me go. Chaplain, go ahead. I'm not even qualified.
No, you go. No, I don't, not that quick. You go to somebody before me. You better go to Sister Henrietta. Don't try to do that. I'm last. They say the first will be last, and the last is last. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
I'm last. I'm last, Mike. I'm last.
Okay. I'll come back to you. But you gonna finish us out then, Chaplain.
Amen. Hey, okay. I can't wait. I got my hands up. I can't wait.
All right, we're going to turn it over to you in a minute. Okay, Henrietta, he's conceding over to you, and we're going to come back.
You must
have something powerful for us this morning.
Ended all with a good, powerful word. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about some political issues, and we all know about the Illumi debt ceiling controversy. Just want to hit my community with some information on what the debt ceiling is, who voted against it, and why the debt ceiling is needed. So we know that the debt ceiling is money that the government uses to pay its bills. Right now, we are at a $24.8 trillion ceiling. And so what does that mean? That means that this money is used to make sure programs like Social Security, that our law enforcement and our military enforcement and other programs to help families is in place, along with the money that the United States borrow from other countries when they're doing import, export, and doing any type of business deals that requires them to borrow from, to get it now, pay later. So right now, the debt limit is capped on the total amount of money that the United States is authorized to borrow to fund the government and meet its financial obligations. And because the government runs budget deficits, meaning it spends money more than it brings in taxes and other revenues, which is crazy to me. I got to try to figure that one out. It also borrows huge sums of money to pay bills. And these obligations, again, include the Social Security program, interest on the national debt, and salaries for members of the armed forces. So why is this money needed? Or what does the United States have a debt limit? Why does it have a debt limit? And it says, according to the Constitution, Congress must authorize government borrowing. In the early 20th century, the debt limit was instituted so that the Treasury would not be able to ask Congress for permission each time it had to have money issued out to pay bills. So in other words, when we talk about this debt ceiling and we talk about all the fighting and how it changes people's lives and how it changes people's communities and people and our leadership voting forward and voting against it, I want my community to be well aware that this is important to know why these things are happening and who are the leadership, who is your leadership that's opposing of it. And you're going to be surprised if there were some Democrats who actually voted against this increasing debt ceiling. And let me tell you who they were. You're going to be surprised about who these people were.
You ain't gonna call
so we have 30.
People,
listen, we have 31 senators, Republican senators, and we close to that included Lindsey Graham, of course, Ted Cruz, Mike Curfio, Tim Scott, and just to name a few in that 31. But we have four Democrats and one independent that voted also against increasing the debt ceiling. That was Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey and Jeff Merkey. And the independent was Bernie Sanders of Vermont. These were the people who voted against raising this debt ceiling. And to me, what that speaks to me is something must be going on with this money that's not pleasing to those four Democrats. And Bernie being actually independent. But the other Democrats, like Elizabeth Warren, I love her because she is very insightful. And when she says no, you best believe there's a reason why she's saying no. We have to understand that this is important to us and it moves our everyday life. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the debt ceiling, what it is, why we need it, who voted against it, who voted for it. And we have to pay attention to these political issues that are going on. Because I'm telling you people, I tell people all the time, I know we want to go about our everyday lives and say, well, you know, I don't know much about politics and I'm not going to get into it because I'm going to leave it up to the Lord. Let me tell you something. Leaving it up to God is the only thing we can do. But let's be clear. We ain't no reason for being unaware of what's going on in your community and what's going on with your government to be able to have a voice in making that change or at least be aware of what's coming to your way so you can prepare yourself for what you need to do when these types of things happen. Never be caught off guard with what people who are in charge of your lives are doing because you don't understand it. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, give that little bit of information out, and hopefully it helps some people that's listening to our show this morning.
And Henrietta, isn't it interesting? I was wondering how McCarthy and Biden were going to pull this off. They actually avoided the far left and the far right and went right down the middle and did this without them. Isn't that something? It was a master stroke on Kevin McCarthy's side and for Biden to get this done without the fringe, without those crazy right wingers.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, it's a quid pro quo. Well, there's always something that if you give something, you get something. And that's what voters need to be aware of. And we put so much confidence or we get the lack of knowing and understanding what politics is. I tell people all the time, if you don't know about politics, understand these simple things. It controls your life. It controls how you work, eat, sleep, and drink. And when I say drink, I'm talking about your environment. I'm talking about your economics. I'm talking about your education. I'm talking about your everyday living. And for anybody who thinks that politics doesn't affect them, it does. Because when it happens, and for those of us who are not in that 1%, we're going to be highly affected by these changes and choices that are made on our behalf for people we hire or vote for. That's why it's very important to know who you're voting for and why you're voting for them. Don't just vote for somebody because everybody is doing it. That's like everybody walking into a razor blade and say, well, they all going in the blade. I guess I go too. No, you have to stop and think and say, wait a minute. That don't look safe, so I'm not going to go in that direction. Let me find out what's more going on. What's the underlying reason why Biden and McCarthy are actually joining together to make this happen? There's a reason for that, and we have to pay attention to it. Because if somebody's getting something for you know, if I give, I want you to give me this. If they're giving each other something, but is it benefiting the people who they're supposed to serve? That's the question.
That's
and until
true.
We understand that and get in tune with that, we are going to be lost out here. And when it hits the fan, there's nothing you can do about it when it's in your face now. That's like walking into a lion's den. You don't see the lion until you walk into the den. You look around, oh, there's no lion here, but he's standing right there behind you. You in there now, so what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You should have been more cautious. And being cautious in politics simply means understanding how it works, why it works, and what can you do as a voter to utilize that power to make sure your communities are safe and that these people are doing what they're supposed to do.
I can tell you what they can do as a voter. I can tell you, if I may. And what we must do as a voter, if it took 20,000 people or better to get somebody in office, then when you know that that's somebody that's in office, got something on the agenda, then I don't care if it's 1,000 or you 20,000, you need to show up and support it. We need to start support. We need to stop sitting back on the people that we've helped get in there, you see, because they still need our help. We must understand that it's not just because we voted them in does not mean that they're not going to need our help. So if they got something on the agenda and they know that 20,000 of us voted for them and we get 1,000 of them to show up where they at. See, we need the voters need now to do their part. And it's not always on the person that you put in there. It's now what do the voters do? We just vote them in and then we don't back them up. We don't do nothing. So if we're concerned about making it better than the voters, those that put them, help get them in office, need to start showing up at their meetings, need to start to show that they still have the physical support rather than just a voter's decision. That's what it is. I just decided to vote for this person, so here it is. But we're not here today in this neighborhood. Or when I hear that they got this on the agenda, I'm not going to show up in numbers and support it. The voters need to show up. It's a two-part thing. It's a prerequisite to it. And I'm only saying that simply because I understand the political arena. We vote these brothers and sisters in, but yet we're leaving them hanging. We not going to show them no support. It should be standing room only. When you get 20 or 10 or 55,000 votes, anytime you got something going on. So what are the voters doing after they have voted this person in office? Don't put it on the person. Mm-hmm. It's not always the fault of the person that's in office. They got no support from the voters.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
And that's why I indicated, in the earlier conversation, that it is important for the community to, when you're talking about what's important, it all to stand engaged with what's going on with politics. Because, like you said, it's not just about voting for that person and letting it sit. We have to be engaged with what's going on. We have to ask those questions. We have to call those offices. We have to be involved in those meetings. All of that incorporates being engaged with politics. Because if we do not be, if we're not engaged, again, when it comes up on us, because understand, these debt ceilings are going to affect some programs. A lot of stuff is about to be cut. So when I say they're giving one to give the other, there's going to be a lot of people out here without, and it's going to hit the lower people first. It ain't going to hit the top first or the middle. It's going to hit everybody who actually needs those programs. But those programs, it just might be that those programs that people actually need will no longer be, they're going to obsolete. It's going to be taken away. So what happens when you take away stuff that people actually need? Crime go up. I tell people, just pay attention to it and find out why these two people are working together. Who's getting what and who's not getting what, and how is it affecting communities of poor people and colored people and people at large?
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
We just got a few more minutes left. I'm going to turn it over to Chaplain Kathy to finish out with a word of inspiration. But I just wanted to, again, thank Evangelist Christy Laster for giving me an opportunity this morning to talk about LLS and the campaign to raise funds to help cancer patients and their families. Thank you, Evangelist. For that opportunity this morning at Greater Pentecost. Thank you. Chaplain Kathy, the floor is yours. We got about 7 minutes, but you had some words of encouragement for us this morning.
Yes. And those words of encouragement starts with, we need to stay in an alignment with God. Whatever your blessings is, whatever your gifts is, the devil can't take it. You can't do nothing but give it away. They're yours. The devil can't touch your anointing. He can't touch your blessing. But what he can do is that he can get you out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, things are not operating right. It's just like driving your car. Mm-hmm. If you don't got a proper wheel, I wish I had some help on here. If you don't got no proper wheel alignment, it's going to cause things in your vehicle to not run right. And here's what happens. When you try to drive so fast on a bold, with a bold wheel alignment, what happens? Something will step in and stop you and cause you to slow down. So that just tells me to tell you, even during your struggles, when we're going through whatever we're going through, but as long as we're staying in alignment with God, if we go too fast, God gonna slow us down. You hear me? He gonna put the stop on us. So it is important for us to not allow what nobody's saying, what somebody else did, how somebody else feels, to prevent us from staying in alignment with God. What's important. Staying in alignment with God. And when you get out of alignment with God, it should be just important for yourself to get back in alignment with God, just as it would if you were driving your car and you had a bone wheel alignment. I wish I had some help on here. You hear me? You have to be
Chaplain,
in alignment with God.
This is your first sermon this morning. I know you're going to be preaching today.
Yes.
I know you are. all I know is that we're blessed because we get the first samples of
Kermit the Lord
today.
Delivered it.
Yes,
he's delivered it. And what God says is for you, it's for you. Yes.
I just love
this. Yes, that was powerful.
Teaching on Sunday mornings, we just get a little sample. You know, just in case somebody misses church, they get a little sample sometimes here on the Mike Vantel Show. You know, it will definitely help you stay in alignment on a Sunday morning. You know, or at least it'll let you know if you're off track. That's for sure.
You better know. Let me say this here, Mike. Mike, let me say this here to you. I do not own rights to this song, amen. It belongs to somebody else, and I thank them. But I want to sing a snippet of it. Through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh, Lord, through it all, Lord, Lord, through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word. I wish I had some help on here. You hear me?
Amen.
What a way to end the program this morning. Very inspiring. I just hope that you all have a blessed day today, that the day will add to you and it will be better than yesterday, and that God will bless you today. God bless you all. Thank you, Sunday morning team. I want to thank those who are listening. You know, I was just looking at, you know, we do get the bulk of our listeners to listen online. And, I want to say, hello and thank you to those who are listening overseas.
Thank you.
I don't bring this up much, but we do get little printouts, stats from blogtalkradio.com, and we've got some listeners in Canada and Australia.
Thank you, Canada.
And in Europe. So, yeah.
Thank you, Europe.
Sometimes I forget to mention that, but we do have callers. Those who listen from around the world, and we just want to say thank you to you for listening
you.
To around the world, Germany. Yes. All right. God bless you. Have a great, great day today. I'm on my way to.
God bless everybody. Have an amazing Sunday, team.
God bless you, missionary. We miss you. Can't wait to see you. God bless your spirit.
Yes,
and keep on keeping on.
Yes. God bless you. Everybody ready? That's right, come on. Let's let him know how much we love him. He's been good. He's kept us through a pandemic. From danger seen and unseen. That's why we love him. Let's go.
The Michael Vantool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Hold your head up high, look up high.